Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. Hope you had an outstanding, relaxing, tummy-filling holiday. We got to get back to sports because, man, the sports, they good. Really good. Really good. Welcome in. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd. Colin will be back on Monday. Look, there's 3 games yesterday. Obviously, we got a full slate of college football games, some underway. And, of course, right now, the U.S. men's national team is on the pitch, taking on England. So, honest question. Jason Stewart is my esteemed producer. The Doug Gottlieb Show is daily. We go 2 to 4 Eastern. And then we do this cool thing now. We have a live pod. It drops at 4 Eastern at 2 Pacific. It's called In the Bonus. And look, if you don't like me, it's okay. Like, I got it. But if you do and you like content, you want to know, like, hey, what would it be like if you cut away commercial breaks and you cut away any of the other stuff that the FCC allows or doesn't allow you to? It's called In the Bonus. You can download it along with the show daily on Fox Sports Radio. The iHeartRadio app, you can actually listen to it at any point in time. Jason Stewart's my esteemed producer. Jay Stu, your level of, like, do you actually care? And here's how I know if you care. And I'm kicking myself, and this is why I'm kind of fearful over saying I care about, like, today's match, which is getting underway right now against England, is this. When I care, I only care about a couple of teams, and they seem to let me down a lot. That's it. I'm actually reasonable about Oklahoma State because I remember how bad it used to be and how, like, they won 7 games this year. If they win tomorrow, they win their 8th game. And considering last year's unbelievable season, which concluded with a Notre Dame comeback win against Notre Dame in the bowl game. That exceeded any of my possible expectations. So, kind of falling apart because of injuries and poor play late. Like, I understand, but it's like the Chargers. Like, that's the only pro sports team, them and the Angels, and God, Chargers let me down. So that's really my hesitancy over going all in over our U.S. men's national team, which I'll be completely candid, I don't follow. Like, I hear Colin talk about Pulisic all the time and talk about the national team, and, you know, I can't lie to you and tell you that I ever watched them play. How in are you on our team?
So my answer is a little bit nuanced in that I don't care about soccer. I don't follow it. I don't watch it if it's on. But in these moments of national pride, no matter what the sport, yeah, Olympics or whatever, I do get behind it. Even like when the hockey teams in the Olympics and whatnot, I will not watch hockey 365 days a year, and I'll like not watching it. But if they're in a gold medal game, I'm in. I like the national aspect of this.
Why is soccer guy so what's the word I'm looking for? Soccer guy reminds me of WNBA guy, right? WNBA guy, where they want the spoils of other leagues, but they fail to like conceptualize it. It's a completely different scale. I don't understand why that is.
You mean that they both fan bases or both participants of those sports are really upset that there isn't more attention to them? Is that what you mean? Like,
yes.
They want to convert you, and they're like, why don't you like us? And if you have to ask that, then you're already fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, but why is that?
Why are they so defensive?
Yes.
Because their entire life is that one thing that you could take or leave? I just don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why they're so combative about it. The name you just mentioned, what's the name of our best player?
Pulisic, right?
Yeah, he came out, I think, what was it, over the summer or the spring, and he had a diatribe about how, why was nobody out here supporting this World Cup, you know, qualifier? And I'm like, if you have to ask that the answer is in the question, dude.
Yeah. I just, like, there's no reason. I think the easiest thing for people to understand is I have a deep well, okay, of storage in my brain for sports. Deep. Okay, deep. But there is a limit to the amount of storage. Right? There just is. And I love and follow college football. I love and follow college basketball. I love and follow the NBA. I mean, even the NBA, like, let's just be honest, most of the league we don't cover, you know? And the NFL, like, there's a lot of the league we don't cover. The NFL is probably the most and best covered league, but there's lots of stuff, like, we never talk about, ever. It's just your bandwidth, there's only so much you can get in. So, you know, I don't know. But that being said, I'm with you. When it's time of, I mean, the Iran one is easy on Monday. Like, you can't get behind us versus Iran. Like, you really need to rethink things in terms of calling yourself an American. Right? You just do. Because I have friends whose parents grew up there, escaped there, had to change their name. Right? Like, you're good if you have nationalist support for the United States Monday. And honestly, like, you should really be good today. On the other hand, I also think it's comical, people who are complaining about where they're staying when they're over there, like, you didn't know it was going to be a mess. I love the fact they pulled the beer. we were going to sell beer, but psych, decided not to sell the beer. That's amazing. Let's get to some football. Yesterday's best game was the Patriots taking on the Vikings. There was a blatant missed hole. Kyle Duggar got held, and the Vikings took a kick return to the house. That combined with what appeared to be a touchdown catch, only to be overturned, led the Vikings to a win, a come-from-behind win against the New England Patriots. Here's Bill Belichick when he was asked about that Hunter Henry touchdown reversal.
Did you get any explanation on the Hunter Henry catch that was overturned?
Why don't you guys go to the officials with your pool reporter and ask them about the play and let them explain it to you, right? Like, isn't that what you do? Thank you.
Here's Kevin O'Connell, head coach of Vikings, who has played for Bill Belichick for a year with the Patriots, talking about the win.
We got to continue to improve and try to show up each and every week with purpose and not need to have setbacks to find our best. And I think that's what we're going to need to do as the season moves forward and hopefully on into January.
Look, anyone can watch that and go, man, Justin Jefferson's awesome. I mean, he's awesome. And Kirk Cousins played well. But I watched it, and I'm watching the Patriots, and I understand they lost. And I understand last week's victory over the Jets had a lot to do with why are the Jets punting, you know, and kicking it inbounds with 20 seconds to go. Like, that is coaching and special teams malpractice. Like, the Patriots, the wind was awful. Patriots could not move the football on the Jets' defense. There's 20 seconds left to go in the game. Kick the ball out of bounds and play in overtime. That said, Patriots did find a way to win that one. They didn't have Mac Jones for a good four games. But, you know, tales of the demise of the Patriots and of Bill Belichick have been greatly exaggerated, even by my good friend Colin, who seems to have quietly predicted or offered up the possibility that Belichick could be setting himself up to walk away. Like, I don't think so. The offense, which was so disjointed in the preseason, and we were told there'd be growth in the early season and hadn't yet, that looked like a good offense. Look, the guy hadn't forgotten how to coach. He just had to figure out, I mean, this is classic Patriots. Figure out a way to win a game, then figure out how to way to win the next game. Figure out how to way to coach when you have your quarterback, when you don't have your quarterback. I'm not telling you they're great. They're not close to getting back to their level of dominance. But in the best division of football, they're right there. In a shootout, they were right there. And if we're honest, and I'm not a Patriot fan, it was a blatant mishold that led to a touchdown. And a touchdown that it has to be, what is the something evidence? What's the word? God, not a irrevocable. It has to be indisputable evidence. It wasn't indisputable evidence that wasn't a touchdown. I just watched the team that made the playoffs last year, probably make the playoffs this year, with a second-year quarterback, and both years he'll make the playoffs. And yet people act like Belichick's dead, and because Brady won the Super Bowl, he did win the Super Bowl. But that thing has fallen completely apart since that he lost the divorce. All right, coming up next in the Herd, Jay Glazer is going to join us. We'll ask him what he's hearing about Von Miller and his status and if or when he'll play for the Bills later on this season. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you had a great time with friends, family, or even if you're solo, got a chance to get some rest, some good food, some perspective. Who better to offer up all of that and some football than our next guest, Jay Glazer, of course, Fox Sports NFL insider, and he's great at that job. And his new podcast is one that everyone is talking about, and you should share it with people because it's designed to help. That's all it's designed to do. It's Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast. It's brought to you by iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. Jay, thanks so much for joining us. I want to get to football, some of the insider stuff, your day job, if you will. But as somebody who has openly discussed your own mental health crises in the past, holiday season it can be great, but it also can be tough when, you know, there's family issues or you don't have your family or you're not feeling right about yourself. I know you deal with it in podcast form, but if you were to offer some advice for somebody who's coming off of Thanksgiving where they didn't feel the connection, the love, the family that others felt, how would you advise them?
Well, we're born with a certain family, but, you know, I kind of look at a lot of my friends as other family also. So, you know, whenever I'm struggling, I will reach out to four people and let them know I'm struggling or just talk to them, four friends of mine. But at the same time, I'll reach out to four other friends just to check up on them. And that's me being a service to them. So that kind of gets me through when I'm having some of my rougher days between the years. I have this, I started this little practice. I call eight people. Four to let them know I'm struggling, or I just, you know, need to pick me up, and four to just check up on them without telling them that I'm struggling with anything, just to see how they're doing. So being of service, you know, helps you, get out of that gray and into the blue a little bit better.
That's great stuff. It's great stuff. Again, make sure you download it. It's Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast.
The one we had last week with Michael Phelps was, man, but just incredible for people who want to hear. I mean, this guy's one of one, and he goes through it. And, you know, I go through it, obviously, a lot. You know, I was born with it, whatever it is. but I've had to turn it around and use it to motivate me to do the things I've done in life instead of let it debilitate me, which it does debilitate me quite a bit. You know, it's a struggle for me to get out of bed every day of my life. But once I make that decision to get out of bed, I decide to be relentless, and I decide to be relentless, to go kind of do these bigger things to get some love from the outside in, because I just don't know what it's like to love myself from the inside out.
For people who haven't heard the Michael Phelps podcast, I mean, he legitimately thought about suicide. How can somebody who is the most decorated athlete in his chosen sport, like literally the best, how can he go from that place to such a low place emotionally?
That's like, this thing has no boundaries. There's no, you know, our wallets are not antidepressants. They're not, our medals and accolades are not antidepressants. It's trying to get that love from the inside out. A lot of us just don't know how to get it, or been through childhood trauma that prevents it. But I, you know, I want people to understand too, I'm doing this podcast because I think that those of us who struggle are in the majority. I don't think we're in the minority, especially with social media making us all think our lives suck or feel that we're left out or getting bullied all the time. I think we're in the majority, and the faster we can realize we're in the majority, the less ashamed we're going to be, the more we're going to be able to help each other out. We got to lean on each other.
You know, you make a great point about social media. I mean, like, look, I don't know what went on between Brady and Giselle, okay? But if you watch the Facebook show, if you watch any, if you watch the Instagram, you're like, that's a damn, what is that guy doing at home that I'm not doing at home, right? Like, they looked incredible. Now they're divorced. It was like, wait, what?
Yeah, so, it's awful, man. We all feel so left out. Or, you know, I have a lot of people reaching out now. Like, I can't imagine being a kid during this time. With, like, it was tough for me growing up in the Jersey Shore. You get bullied in the Jersey Shore. You know, that lasts for a month. Now we're seeing it 1,000 times a second on Twitter. Or, like, every time, you know, kids are out doing something, everybody else knows they're left out of it.
No question.
And, you know, they're comparing themselves to everybody else's fraction of a second of a day. A picture is one fraction of 1 second, and you're going, man, how come my food doesn't look like that? Why am I not having this success? Why am I not at that party? Why am I not looking like this? You know, it's awful, and it's not real. So you have this pressure and you have this depression that sets in that you're not doing enough. And I also want people to understand, you are enough. Like, we all are enough. We're all doing enough. But when you compare yourself to somebody else, you have this instant pressure that you're not doing enough. That pressure was not there as strong before social media.
No, that's a great point. When I moved to California, back to California 5 years ago, my daughters were getting to middle school age, and we're like, all right, we'll let them get cell phones. And part of it was we let them communicate with all their friends. They were leaving back in Connecticut. And the problem with it is you get on Instagram, and that's exactly what you're talking about. Like, they would see their old friends hanging out together. They would miss their old friends. And then the new people that they would meet, they would follow on Instagram. You know, like, they weren't invited to the new party,
right,
new get-togethers yet, and they felt very, very much alone. And the again, like, our intention was, like, to keep them connected, and yet it really, really hurt them kind of emotionally.
I'd love to challenge every one of your listeners right now to reach out to someone today, knowing that there's probably a lot of people who are hurting out there today. So just reach out to them. That's it. Just, hey, just checking up on you, telling you I love you. That's it. You may end up saving someone's life without even knowing.
Jay Glazer joining us. Okay, let's get to Von Miller. The news out of Buffalo that other insiders have is, doesn't feel like it's an ACL. It feels like it's a meniscus tear.
It's a meniscus.
Yeah, but what you often do is you got the real stuff for me. So, is there a plan yet in terms of, like, when will we see him play? Meniscus.
Because when you tear your meniscus, there's two different types of surgeries.
Right.
One puts you out for a while. One puts you out for a few weeks. I think they're trying to decide that one.
Okay. Arizona kind of seems like a mess, right?
Yeah. They
had to fire their O-line coach in Mexico. And then, you know, if you watch the Hard Knocks and you listen, Larry Fitzgerald he's on Tom Brady's podcast, but no one's ever quoted Larry Fitzgerald. He doesn't say much of anything because he's kind of like Derek Jeter, right? He's like royalty. You don't want to screw it up, right?
Yep.
But he was on the pregame show for ESPN on Monday, and he made sure to point out the attention to detail and the respect that Colt McCoy has in that locker room. It felt like a bit of a shot at Kyler Murray.
I think it's just the truth. The truth isn't always a shot. It's just truth.
And again, I agree. And then you factor in the clause that was, and then they took out of the contract. Yep. It feels like everybody's kind of the same thing. Talented guy, but there's some stuff missing there. What do you know about the state of the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Look, listen, if I'm Kyler Murray and all these people are criticizing me, I start working my butt off more than anybody else. And, you know, playing that position, the success comes from all the hours you put in when nobody's watching. So it's not just what you're required. It's all the other stuff. It's what the Tom Brady's doing, the Peyton Manning's, the Drew Brees is doing. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of guys that come in this league and they're like, look, I got all the talent in the world from college, and it'll translate to the league. And it doesn't consistently. And that's the problem. You see flashes from Kyler, but you don't see it consistently. The only way that consistency is going to come is if he starts looking at things and outworking the world, those other things. You know, there's little things like Tom Brady will have you figure it out by the time he goes hot. You know, what coverage you're going to play. Defensive players, you know, there is – obviously I've been, you know, with Strahan since 1993, best friend. I used to sit there, and he'd watch film. And he'd be like, hey, check this out. Look at this. Watch this. Look at the Eagles do here. I'm like, what are you looking at? He goes, look at John Runyon's foot. Every time they run the ball on third down, John Runyon's foot turned out. Every time they pass the ball, John Runyon's foot turned in. On first and second down, the right guard, look, he twitches that elbow. I'm like, what are you looking at? But it's because he spent all these hours watching this film of these tiny little tells. And, well, every player should do that. More so, quarterback needs to do that.
If you were a betting man, where would you bet Sean Payton coaches next year?
He'll kill me if I say it. So, what's said in our green room got to stay in our green room. But, will he coach next year? Yeah, I think without a doubt he does. But I do think the right thing has to open up for him. I don't know exactly what's going to open up yet, and that's why it's kind of hard. Because, you know, certain things could look like locks right now, and then all of a sudden teams could tank down the stretch. And then all of a sudden they open up.
Yeah, that's
we're having fun with him, though. We are busting his chops nonstop. He is definitely getting rookie hazed in our locker room.
Did Aaron Rodgers really break his thumb? Is that really what happened?
Yeah. No, I think he broke his thumb. And it's just, you're Aaron's guy too, right? You could see that there was an issue. I think there was a fracture in there. It's obviously not displaced. If it's displaced, then you're going to get a plate and it depends on it. And also it depends where it is. So the higher up the break is, the worse it is. If it's lower, that's where Dax was. You put a plate on it. And that's why they were saying, oh, I can come back in 3 weeks, whatever it was. The key when you have a broken thumb is, can you still spin that ball? And he's been able to spin it.
OBJ, we're hearing three places in which he's going to visit. Dallas, obviously, with as well as they're playing, and with the hype of Dallas, feels like the fit. The Giants are going to be his first visit.
Here's the thing. He's saying that, but this is what I reported yesterday, and this stands still. I reported December 5th for Dallas. The Giants wanted to wait for this game to end for them to figure it out, and they're going to figure it out over the weekend, what the date was. So I think they're – in fact, then Odell was hoping that he would come in this week, but I think a lot of it also is based on Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's schedule as well, coming off a loss like this. So – that was the hope. That was their initial thought, was to come in this week. I think it will, but they have not decided an actual date yet. And then, obviously, Buffalo, the Ravens are, you know, touring around there. San Francisco is not interested. I know there's been talk of San Fran adding him. That's not one of the teams. And then Dallas is December 5th, which is next Monday, a week from Monday.
Robert Saleh said this is not the end to Zach Wilson with the New York Jets, but he needs a reset. Yeah. Will that reset happen this season?
Well, that's the thing. I think only Zach Wilson could decide that, right? If he doesn't get it and he shows signs he still doesn't get it, they're not going to put him back in. He has to really get it. And, you know, the people I talked to in the Jets, they were not happy.
Nor should they be. You scored 3 points. I mean, you missed that badly. I mean, it wasn't that hard a question. Everyone knows the proper answer. Right. Even if it wasn't the answer, you go, yeah, man. I personally let them down. It was not that hard.
It's not that hard. And it just kind of shows you how, you know, one of my guys said, man, if this was back in the day, I think he would have gotten his butt whipped.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Apparently he spoke to the team.
Yeah. And they felt he was contrite. But it's, man, when you have a young quarterback like this, who already has to have a, you know, come to Jesus with your whole team there, you wonder, okay, does he just have it in him to get it?
Everybody
can learn. Like, you know, look at Geno Smith, right?
No question.
A completely different guy. But we're talking 8 years later.
Yeah. I would also point out, though, that, like, the reason he got that start with the Giants, you know, the reason the fans revolted or so much revolt of a start with the Giants was because of how he was with the Jets. But the Giants, to a man, and even when he was with the Chargers, like, they all felt like he was a pro's pro.
Right.
And he still had that reputation that was established when he's with the Jets. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, okay. Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my point is, look how long it took him to get over that. Zach Wilson it can't be just one speech. It's got to be a lot more than that.
Taylor Heinicke, how long is his leash?
Long. It's his job to lose now. I talked to Ron Rivera about it the other day, and he's like, yeah, you earned the right, you know? Plus, also, it's just, you know, the way Carson's contract is, the draft picks and all that. So, no, I think Taylor Heinicke's leash is very long.
Tom Brady, will he play next season?
If I was a betting man, I would think he's not. But you never know with Tom. But I would think he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Last
thing, the Jeff Saturday appointment as the interim coach was discussed, seen as controversial. 2 weeks in, they played well, and then they played well, but lost to the Eagles. But you talked to everybody inside the league. What are the feelings now that we've seen that for 2 weeks?
Yeah. So look, everybody's mad at Jim Irsay, and then some people got mad at Jeff Saturday. I don't even understand why you're mad at Jeff Saturday. If you offer me a job for $6 million a year, or whatever it is, to be the head coach of a team, you're damn right I'm taking it. Absolutely. And don't be mad at that guy. Just because someone goes out of the box and gives you an offer that seems outlandish. But, you know, what he did was he kind of went back, you know, his paralysis by overanalysis in the past. And he's like, look, there's a whole lot. We're going to go back to doing them one-on-ones, trying to get some of this grip back, some of this toughness back. We're going to go back to some of these fundamentals, which we've lost, especially in that offensive line. We're going to go back to the running game. And I know getting Matt Ryan back in there was something that was important to him also. He thought it was the best guy to, you know, they could win with. So that was part of it also. You know, not a lot of other things has changed in there. I've asked, hey, have you guys changed your schedule? Not really. You know, have you changed it? No, pretty much everything. We just kind of got back to more of this one-on-ones to get some of that grit back and a lot of those fundamentals that we were missing.
All right. Well, Jay, listen, enjoy the weekend. And remember, it's Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast. And you should do what Jay said. It's simple. Call one person a day and tell them how much you care about him and that you're here for him.
Love it. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, Jay. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Fox on Sunday. Let's get to Jason Stewart with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I didn't talk about my problems or your problems, but Jay does have a way where it's almost like a therapy session. You feel a little better. Feel a little better when I have one.
It is, and I listened to the podcast with Michael Phelps. Phelps is a smart, interesting guy who is very self-aware, and Jay, I think, gets the best out of him. So I very much recommend that. Run out and listen to that.
How about we freaked out about Michael Phelps hitting a bong?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the all-time things that we're going to look back and go, like, people freaked out about him. Like, he was, like, in his 20s, not in training, ripping a bong. And you're like, people lost their mind over that thing.
Yeah, how the world has changed. What was that like? I think that was 2008 or something. Flash forward to now, it's like... Yeah. Yeah, he's self-medicating because...
now he's self-medicating, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. I mean, that reminds me of a conversation I had with my late father. My dad died 7 years ago this week. And when he had cancer and it was bad. And he was like, he didn't want to take Advil. And I remember at the time talking to him, I was like, hey, Dad, have you ever thought of medical marijuana? And he was born in 1940. He said, reefers? Buildings.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Okay. All right.
The stigma. Like,
yeah. Amazing stigma. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, the news, I guess, that is kind of a jump off point for a bigger conversation. Sean McVay today says, hey, you're going to have to wait until Sunday game time to figure out who our quarterback is between Bryce Perkins or John Wolford, as Matthew Stafford is still in concussion protocol. What he should have said was, you'll find out on Sunday which quarterback is going to lose to the Chiefs. If you add Bryce Perkins and John Wolford to this this schedule of games this weekend, Mike White is going to be the Jets quarterback. Kyle Allen is going to be the Texans quarterback. Our guy Sam Darnold is going to be in Carolina. Possibly Trevor Siemian here, as we see what happens with Justin Fields. I guess the question is, how did we get 11 to 12 weeks in and we're dealing with very below average starting quarterbacks, a good half dozen of them?
I think the answer is that this has probably always been the case. And look, the injury thing this year in the NFL is a fascinating one. It just is. But we actually haven't had, they've done a good job of protecting the quarterbacks. I mean, like the Carolina thing, Baker did get hurt, but he was also not playing particularly well, you know, and the other two guys, and Darnold has been hurt and he's just been healthy only for a couple of weeks. But if you look at it, right, in the NFC West, you've had the two more disappointing teams have had injuries at quarterback. And actually the Niners, all three, Niners had an injury at quarterback, right? That's why Garoppolo got his job back. Garoppolo might've gotten his job back anyway, but definitely got his job back because Trey Lance down for the year. So this has been the case for a long time, but who didn't think adding another game would lead to more injuries? And I think part of it is quarterbacks throw too much. You know, when they're in high school, they usually also play baseball, but they also 7-on-7 travel. And, you know, they're constantly throwing. That's a theory. And then I would say for the rest of the positions, the only way you get in shape for a sport is by playing that sport. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
And, like, let's just be honest. Everybody's pointing to the turf, and I think the turf is very much, turf monster is a very big portion of a lot of these injuries that people thought they had solved the turf problem with field turf as opposed to AstroTurf. And now they have this artificial grass, which is going to replace the field turf, you know? And, oh, that'll solve the problem. Like, no, it won't. Only grass, and only really, really well-maintained grass, is going to alleviate like 14% less injuries on natural gas. That said, I mean, the biggest cause is that guys don't hit at all in the offseason, nothing in the offseason, and then in training camp is really, really light, and in the regular season you never hit. So the only time you're hitting and playing with that sort of intensity and ferocity is during games, which is going to lead to more injuries. But on the other hand, if you hit more often, then you have, you know, post-career brain issues. So it's a really tough place for football to be in. And they have expanded the roster some, but there's like 15 guys on earth that can play for quarterback, a quality quarterback in the NFL, and you can't protect them all. And that's – oh, you got one more?
Yeah, you know, LeBron James is coming up on Kareem's scoring title. Kevin Durant, there's a story out on ESPN right now. Kevin Durant commented on it, and he basically said, I think it's really cool that we're able to just kind of watch this in real time. The all-time NBA scoring champ. I know LeBron has been injured here, so the actual time that he does it, I think, has been moved back into maybe mid-February. But you and I live in Southern California. I'm not sensing a whole lot of, like, excitement or hype or – and I don't know if it has to do with because, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is not a fan of LeBron's, that LeBron's not really a Laker. I don't know why, but are you looking forward to watching this play out?
I could not possibly care any less. I couldn't possibly care any less. You know? And look, you can characterize it as amazing. Like, look, a guy who's not seen as one of the all-time great scorers, is the all-time leading scorer. But the true greatness of LeBron outside the player is how he's maintained his body and how he's maintained his level of excellence, not just physically but mentally as well, because, you know, Jordan needed to take a break. Kevin Durant's been hurt a bunch. Otherwise, those two would be right there. But, I mean, all-time scoring leader doesn't. The second leading scorer in NBA history is Karl Malone. And, that, I mean, that's, it's not like anybody has ever said, like, he's one of the greatest scorers of all time. He's just not. But it's interesting if you put it in that context. But all told, I couldn't possibly care any less.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I mean, here's the easy way to do it, right? You just go and look at Michael Jordan, and you're like, okay, Michael Jordan led the NBA in scoring his last three seasons with the Bulls, okay? His last 10 seasons in the NBA before he retired, and then he came out, obviously, retirement with the Washington Wizards at 38 and 39. But his last 10 full seasons in the NBA, if we want to, like, again, you can do that. He led the league in scoring. Right? I mean, what's really crazy is in 86, 87, he led the NBA in scoring, and he made 12 threes the entire season. So imagine if he played the way they play now. You couldn't hand check them, and guys, you know, work and are allowed to take 3-point shots. It stands to reason that he would improve at a more rapid rate, right? Like if Al Horford and Brooke Lopez can become 3-point shooters, Michael Jeffrey Jordan could probably become a pretty good 3-point shooter. So, you know, like you can tell me that LeBron's a great scorer. I can give you actual evidence that tells you Michael Jordan was a far better scorer. If you want to say that for a guy who didn't score, look at the numbers. Oh, I mean, well, scoring wasn't necessarily the best thing that he did. That's fine. That's fine. All right.
By the way,
yes, yes.
In American speak, on the soccer field,
yes.
It is 0-0 in the 42nd minute, which is kind of a win for the U.S. as it's. But in football speak, it's 0-0 on the pitch.
It's 0-0, and the Brits are dominating the Americans. Right? It's 0-0 on the pitch, and they're dominating the Americans. It's like 0-0. How do they dominate? Yeah, you have to understand a time of possession. Like, not really dominate. Like, dominate means you have to score. Okay, just question. What do you get, a point for a tie? Is that right? So if we tied today, we tied the other day against the Wales, and we tie Iran.
Oh, boy.
What happens then?
Now math kicks in. This is a tough one. So
I was told there was no math.
So Iran, they got 3 points with their win today. So they have right. 3 points.
Right.
We have 1 point standing. So we would go into the match with a 3-2. I think we still need to beat Iran on Tuesday.
England still has 3 points, and they would have four because they beat. Right? You get three points for a win.
3 points for a win. Yeah.
Okay. So they beat Iran. So they have three, and they would have four. So we actually have to win.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is a win and go in no matter what, unless we could win today, which no one's expecting.
If we win today.
No one's expecting.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody was expecting the Iranians to beat the.
The Saudis. The Saudis beat Argentina early in the week.
No, but
too,
the
right?
Iranians beat.
Oh, yeah, earlier today. Wales, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Wales. Okay, how about this? I got a fun one for you. We get the best for last. And in the best for last, if it's Black Friday. If you could use the Black Friday discount on something else in life, what would it be? It's part of our best for last. It's next in the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin, this is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. We have accomplished a lot of ground here, covered a lot of ground. We talked some of yesterday's games. We talked with Jay Glazer. We got some insight for you. We talked some soccer for you. You know what we haven't done? We haven't done our best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for Best for Last.
So our Best for Last, we thought, like, hey, Black Friday is a great idea, right? Discounts across the board. But it only applies in the retail space. Why? Why can't we make Black Friday all across the board? You're like, I got you thinking now. I'm going to continue to get you thinking. So what we did was we put together a list of the top five things that Black Friday needs to extend to in real life.
Number 5.
Divorce. I know what you're thinking. You already lose half your stuff in divorce. Yes, but what if, just stick with me for a second, a lawyer was like, hey, listen, today and today only. You guys want to get this thing done? Half price. What do you think? Half price. Court fees, half price. Lawyer fees, half price. Divorce, half off. Not just losing half your stuff, but only half the cost of losing half your stuff.
Number 4.
Half your prison sentence, right? You walk in and you're like, listen, it's Black Friday, and you know, I know I'm here from 20 to life, but how about 10 to half my life? You know? Just, okay, maybe not, you know, egregious crimes against humanity, but what if you could put, you know, like today and today only, you can meet with the parole board and you get your sentence commuted to half off. It's an idea. I didn't say it. I flushed it out that well. It's just an idea.
Number 3.
Yes. Yes. Everything is cut in half except for the cost to get to and fro. I don't know if you saw this, but the price of a barrel is the same as it was a couple years ago. The price of gas is dramatically higher. Huh. Wonder what that's about. Anyway, what if, just what if, today and today only, half off gas? You're like, man, it's only $3.50 in California.
Number 2.
This is my favorite one. Mortgage and rent, right? Today and today only. You want to pay your rent off for the next year? Half off. Wouldn't that be amazing? Why not? Again, everything else. Today and today only, 70% off your mortgage. 70% off of your rent. How far in advance would you pay your mortgage off if it was 50, 70% off?
Number 1.
This is the best one. Parking traffic tickets. Right? I mean, think about that. I mean, a parking ticket follows you around the rest of your life. Like, you're applying for a license in a different state. Like, I'm sorry, you have a parking ticket from 15 years ago. You're like, oh, man. Today and today only, what if on Black Friday you could pay, you know, 30% off? Like, you'd clean up so much business. I'm going to wait, you know. And a very easy return policy. No returns. No returns on Black Friday stuff. All right? Can't get remarried. Can't move out of your house that you rented out. Like, once you pay it, you pay it. But Black Friday discounts should be appropriate across the board. And that's the best for last. All right, well, listen, that was fun. Obviously, there's we're tied at 0-0. Again, you can't. I just don't like the going halfway. If you want to use all the foreign terms for pitch, football, nil, then you have to call them boots and kits. And I don't know why you don't need to do that. You know? It's a foyer. It's not a foyer. It's just not. I mean, you're American. That's how we pronounce it here. You know? Go with the proper pronunciation. But I also think, like, yeah, you can root for us. I do like Michigan to pull off the upset. I can't wait to see the college football. And then, of course, Monday, Colin's back. And we take on Iran, which, I mean, if you can't support Team USA, then you got to have trouble calling yourself a supporter of American sports. That's it, right? I'm Doug Gottlieb. Have a great day. This is The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.